Well, the championship has almost, I suppose, stolen up upon us, lads. Cyril and Niall, we look forward to Saturday's meeting with Dublin. First of all, change from Portlaoise to Croke Park. We know that there are some fans let in, which is great, but I think the move of pitch is significant, Cyril.
Yeah, and I think it'll suit us, Sean. I think that over the years, Dublin, even in 19, when we go back, they lost in Parnell Park. They like a tight pitch. Portlaoise is also a fairly tight pitch. Galway would be much the happier going to Croke Park. I think the move from 8,000 supporters, 7 or 8,000 supporters in the stadium is going to make a huge difference as well. I remember in Tullamore in the knockout games a good few years ago, 18,000 was the capacity there, and it was huge nice for that. So I'm looking forward to that, because it's been difficult enough even commentating on games with no atmosphere. I think we had a patch maybe in the Galway to Tipperary game in Limerick last year that was very, very exciting hurling with no crowd, but other than that, it's hard to find and feel an atmosphere. I think anyone shouting or roaring now at all Saturday will have a huge improvement on things.
Niall, I suppose Dublin, as Cyril has said, we don't have a great record. I think 2015 was the first time that we actually bet them. Since we've moved into the Leinster Championship, we've played them 7 times, 3 wins, 3 losses and a draw. So Matty Kenny, throw him into the picture as well. He will know Galway inside out.
He sure will, yeah. Our record, as you said, is fairly poor. Like, we obviously lost in 2019, defining moment obviously for Micheál Dunne and his management team at the time. 2018, we just scraped by them in a Pier Stadium. I know Galway were through at that stage, Dublin were out, but still only scraped through it at that particular day. But yeah, our record is poor enough against them. They had a pressure game last weekend against Antrim as well, considering their league campaign wasn't, I'd say, as good as they would hoped, but they just crushed Antrim in fairness and played really, really well. Looking at them, they have a dangerous attack. Donal Burke, obviously, we know all about him. In fairness, he scored 11 points the last day. Ronan Hayes got a goal and 3 points. Sutcliffe is a team captain now, I think, as well. Chris Crummy has added a bit to the half forward line as well. And if you look at their half forward line from the last day, Chris Crummy, Danny Sutcliffe, and Donal Burke, they're 3 big men. And they're good under the high ball, and they're dangerous. And Dublin are going to be a dangerous team on Sunday. And as you said, our record isn't great against them. Liam Rush back at centre half back as well. Not quite sure if that's going to work out for them, but he reminds me sort of Austin Gleeson. You're not quite sure where to play him in one sense, and he could have a stormer, or he could be fairly average, and it'll be interesting to see what happens next Saturday evening.
I would think Dublin, Sean, are probably the most inconsistent team in the Lee McCarthy. Like, they show performances or show phase of play that feel that they're contenders somewhat in Leinster and the All-Ireland series, and then they have lull performances that are so poor. And if you look back to 19, can imagine the excitement of beating the 2-time All-Ireland finalists in 17-18 in Galway, going out a week or 2 weeks later to Laois and losing to Laois in Croke Park. And that's kind of been the story for Dublin. And Matty Kinney is a pure hurling man, a man I have great time for, and that has been his biggest problem up there in the last few years, and the previous management before that. Last year we were in Croke Park in an empty stadium in the championship game. Galway were playing after them. They were 16 points down early in the second half,
and against Kilkenny,
and they ended up drawing the game in the 71st minute, lost by a pint. But how can you go 16 points down in a game? And the big question I have this week is what Dublin are going to show up on Saturday. If Dublin get things together, which they'll have a game under their belt, they scored 126 against Antrim up in Antrim. That's a fair score. And I'm kind of looking, and I remember even our own playing days, championship is championship. It's a huge step up, and getting games under your belt is very, very important. And I think they're at a benefit on that. If you watched Wexford and Portlaoise are against Laois, Davy was pushing them on, they scored 5-31. All he wants to do there is build their confidence running into the Kilkenny game. And I think all Matty Kinney will want to have done is push, build their confidence, try and gain momentum into the Galway game. That's why I'd have a small bit of reservations. The crowd being at it and it moved to Croke Park definitely weighs up on Galway's side. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Galway will win this game. I think if they have aspirations of doing well later in the year, they will have to show a performance if Dublin bring their A game.
Looking at the league, lads, what do we take out of it? Look, Galway ended up as joint winners of it. If they meet Kilkenny later on, it'll be league final. 4 wins, 1 loss. 30 players used, but I think within that 30, it's fairly obvious who their top 25, 26 players are in terms of their usage. Two debutants in that. We know since the league they've released four lads from the panel. Jeremy Kilcommons and Sean Eary released back to the 20s, Keane Burke and Jamie Ryan. 20 scorers in that league. We scored 12 goals, which has been a bone of contention for a lot around this team. Conceded 9. It was a decent enough league, Niall, in many ways, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a decent league. But it was a strange league, no more than obviously the championship last year with nobody at the games and things like that. But like, won the first match against Westmead, a big win over Limerick, an important win over Limerick at the time psychologically, in the sense that Limerick had beaten Galway a couple of times. Then lost a tip after making 9 changes, and then finished strongly, which was important, against Waterford and Cork to finish top of the group. And I think they would have been really, really happy. That said, the team that they picked, obviously there was a core of maybe 20 players, I'd say, that were used throughout that particular league. I think there was two lads that played, maybe one lad played seven starts, a couple of lads played seven starts, yeah, and
three of them made five starts.
Yeah,
four of them made seven starts, three of them made five starts, two of them made seven starts. So, you know, throw in then the likes of Jason Flynn, David Burke, Sean Anan, Kevin Cooney. They were the guys that got the most game time as well. So, Aina Murphy, Brian Kincannon, and Conor Whelan started all the games. So, they seem to have established what their 26 is.
Yeah, and in fairness, if you look at the way they've set up in the league, Garage McInerney was at fullback, Dahi Burke was at centre half back when he came back from injury after the first couple of games. And then, obviously, Cathal Mannion has settled into midfield. Evan Nyland was at centre forward for a good few games, while inside then Conor Cooney and Brian Kincannon were extremely good and very effective. Quillen came out obviously the last couple of games. Joe Canning went in at full forward against Waterford, so there was a few changes that way, and it'd be just interesting to see where will Galway go this weekend.
On that now, and we know there's a few injuries, right, but those positions, we've been talking about them all through the league, but this is championship now. Is Mac going to be 3? Is Dahi going to be 6? We're talking ahead of the selection of the team, obviously. Adrian Toohey, is he going to become a wing forward? You know, is Conor Whelan going to come to the half line? Is Joe going to be inside at stages? Discuss, Dr. Donnan.
My answer to an awful lot of that is yes. I do think that he'll be started at centre back. They didn't play him for a substantial part of the league because of that. Yeah, I do think too he'll probably go into the forwards. I think they have the Galway's league rating, in my eyes, giant league winner sounds terrible, but their league rating is about an 8, possibly an 8.5 out of 10. The management should be very, very happy going into this. Doesn't count for a lot as such. Yes, they have a team, I would say, that they're down to maybe 12 starters that they're pretty sure of, and there's probably 3 positions that are up for grabs there. But obviously the bench is very important as well, and it's a kind of a group of about 20 players we're hovering. Looks, the stats or the data you're pulling up there, Sean, that's kind of pointing, with the exception of injuries and a few other bits, it's kind of pointing at a 20 group of core players, which is brilliant, because you'll need every bit of that 20. On the forward selection, obviously the big thing was with Garage McInerney and Dahi Burke, because that's the spine of the team. On the forward selection, I wouldn't be, is Joe going to be a full forward? Is Whelan going to be a wing forward? I wouldn't be as honing in on that as much, because I think that'll move and it'll vary game to game, and it'll vary for phase of the game, and especially with the quarter break still in, that will change as the game goes on. But I think Concannon has brought huge variety, because he's a focal point in there. If he keeps that farm up, that you can move other players to free them up. If you didn't have Concannon side and you emptied out maybe Joe and Whelan, it feels like you've nothing in there. But he's a huge part of our team now, a very important player, and let's hope he brings that form into the championship.
Yeah, he's been massive this year, Brian Concannon, in fairness to him, and obviously Conor Whelan as well. And we need those guys going really, really well. And we saw Brian Concannon in last year's championship. He was really good, in fairness to him. Are you guaranteed maybe 2, 3, 4 points every day from him at the moment, the way things are going? We'll see, obviously, on Saturday evening. Defensively, are we going to go, as you said, with Garage at fullback and Dahi at centre back? I suppose that's the big quandary for Galway supporters, wondering where will both of those players be, and I presume none of them will let Galway down, because they have been rocks for Galway over many years. Pádraig Mannion, being captain as well, has been really good. One player who really enhanced his reputation, I'd say, after the under 20 last week, TJ Brennan, was really good, and we were saying here off air that he looked like a real senior hurler, in the sense that physically he was strong and he was commanding and had got a lot of game time. Going into this game, obviously injury doubts over the likes of Johnny Cohn. possibly Conor Cooney. David Burke, you would think he'll be back. Shane Cooney is back. Aidan Hart should be back. So a lot of options there as well, and it'd be just interesting to see. And Cyril said there, you could nearly nail down maybe 11 or 12 of the team, and it's just who comes in after that. Then I'm sure the management, obviously they know what they're going with, but it'll be just interesting to see. But at least there's a core of that team in place, and we know where most of them will be playing.
And I'd be for TJ Brennan, Niall Tush and TJ Brennan there. I just think his performance in the under 20, he looked like a senior hurler. He was very commanding on the ball, showed great leadership, and I think you have to roll the dice on that. When you, I know it's a total different setup on the 20 and senior, but he was very good in some of the appearances he met in the league as well. And without pushing older players out of the way or that, I just think you just keep need to breed youth into the squad, into the team, and it's a great opportunity. If I was part of that setup, I'd be really pushing for him to start the weekend.
One of the things that has kind of been floating around, there's a bit of expectation, isn't there, that, you know, there's a kind of a narrative that the hurlers have had a great league, that they're going well and they're putting up big scores. Is that something that has to be taken into account, or Cyril, you know these lads better than any of us, there's a huge experience there that probably will shield them from that, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's a core group of players that would sort that, and I suppose Canning would be the top man in that regards, knowing the media, knowing what goes on, knowing the talk that'll go on outside, and just keeping the players focused. It's a dangerous talk to, you'd get carried away very, very quickly. League is the league. We've seen Waterford, we have seen a brilliant game of hurling in the Pier Stadium between Galway and Waterford. A few weeks later, Waterford were so flat in the first round of the Munster Championship, and we just want to make sure that we get up and running in regards to in the Leinster Championship.
And going back to that under 20 game, that was a game inside, because, you know, everyone expected Galway to win that. They didn't, you know. So
yeah, and it should be a reminder for those in it as well. But I think there's plenty of experience in the Galway dressing room there that will cope with that. And I think we're a number of years with high expectation now, since possibly the 15 All-Ireland since 2015. Every game Galway's goes into since then, the expectation is very high. But the likes of the Pádraig Mannions, the Dáil Burkes, Gearóid McInerneys, all very grounded individuals, David Burke. So I wouldn't be worried about getting it in camp. I think all they'll be focused on, they won't be looking at hype and all that. All they'll focus on is a performance, get to Croke Park in peak condition.
Final word to you, Niall. Just on that, Cyril, you talk about an experience core. Their championship record since 17 is interesting for Galway. They've played 22 games, they've won 15, they drew 3, and they've lost 4. It's a decent record. Now, I suppose what you could say is they played 4 last year and lost 2 of the 4. So, you know, they're competitive, they've been in around the house, and I think what they will want, probably mostly on Saturday, is a performance and a win.
Yeah, I think that's important. The win is the most important thing. Whatever about the performance can come obviously throughout a championship, but we need to be getting to the Leinster final, and you just need to get over the line, and hopefully Galway will. And you mentioned the Galway record, a lot of that goes back obviously to 2017-2018. I think we went 13 games or something unbeaten at that particular time. Crowds coming to Croker as well, that's vitally important as well. It'll be great to see a crowd there as well. But whatever about the performance, I think it's the win that's most important this weekend.
One All-Ireland is the key. That's the key stat there, Sean. No matter what your win ratio or all of that, like, that group of players have won All-Ireland medal. They're at a starting lineup on Saturday afternoon to try and get a grasp on a second All-Ireland medal. There's no one in that dressing room that hasn't a second one, and that should be the big push. The older generation of players, the David Burkes, the Joe Canning, they will really, really want to win a second one, and it's a stepping stone. They won't be talking about winning All-Irelands. Obviously, if they win on Saturday, there's two cups up for grabs the following day, Levy, with probably a Leinster and a League Cup, but their full eyes will be on an All-Ireland. They'd swap all the medals, all everything else, for a second All-Ireland medal.